It's Beth's Electric Unicycle Show, starring Duff.
I have wobbles for a very long time. Hi. Sometimes when I'm laying down, I like to pull my my t-shirt over my mouth or my chin. I don't know why that is. It's not tight enough, so it keeps falling down. It's not ideal. Maybe on my nose it'll stay there better. Yep, I'm in my hotel room. This doesn't look very familiar, I'm sure. I was, okay. I'm doing this on my phone, so this is, I'm not that familiar with the interface. I was riding my V12 earlier, brought my V12 here to Orlando, riding around, and I had my one wheel here as well. It's a little hot that way. And I taught one of the vendors here to ride the one wheel a little while ago. What's this? It's me laying in the hotel bed talking. I had a few beers tonight. So I'm looking at that. Wow, this is weird the way these chats work. Okay, there we go. Hey, Brett. Yeah, your first. Luis Richard Gomez. What's this? This is called spontaneous. This is spontaneous. A few beers, yes. A few Miller Lights. Had a Impossible Burger. And this hotel actually has an arcade in it, believe it or not. I played Pac-Man. It was like a PvP Pac-Man game, which I'd never seen before. I played Galaga. I played Miss Pac-Man. I played air hockey. Is that it? Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, so. Is that it? Yeah, that was it. Oh, no, I also played a Terminator game. And I wasn't very good at it, but. How's the fake meat? Brett asks, how was the fake meat? The fake meat was good. I had, I've had Impossible Burgers quite a bit. The issue with artificial meat and soy-based stuff and that kind of stuff is it can cause some GI issues, if you know what I mean, depending. The Impossible Burger, I don't think is that bad, but that can be a... It can be a downside. All right, so I'm looking at the chat right now. Lauren the Squid. Spontaneous is the best. Well, this is spontaneous. It's annoying that okay, there we go. There's the chat. I'm not used to this interface, guys. Sorry. I agree, fake meat is no good. Well, it's, for me, it's good because I'm a pescatarian. Did I see any other riders? No. I'm at a work conference, so I haven't really had the time to go out and explore. I'm here until tomorrow, and then I am out. I will be driving back. I'll be driving my Tacoma back to Naples. I do not have my Tesla yet, unfortunately. Against medical, what's Mr. Car Crazy? What's against medical advice? Eating the fake meat, is that against medical advice? Is there a medical advisory about that that I'm not aware of? Sliders Gliders, what's up, man? I wonder what other stories we will hear. You probably won't hear any other stories. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you stories now. It is an AMA. So that means, if those of you that don't know what AMA means, that means ask me anything. Now, I'm not obligated to give you a truthful answer, but you can ask me anything. If you want to. Luis Richard Gomez says, you need to explore, enjoy. Nah, I don't really have time to do that. But it would be nice, you know. Hate mail. Hey, man, my first thought was that you were in bed injured from falling off a wheel. No. No, but when I was teaching the guy how to ride the one wheel, I was riding my V12, and I had, I'll tell myself, I had no gear. Now, that being said, we only rode around the parking lot, so, I mean, it wasn't anything crazy, but I had absolutely no gear on whatsoever, so, yeah, I'm telling on myself. But that is very atypical. Normally, I will have gear on. I did have gear in the truck, but I did not put it on. Bad on me. Oh, Car Crazy, AMA. In my world, AMA means against medical advice. No, well, in the streaming world, that usually means they ask me anything, I believe. But I'm old. I might be out of touch. Who knows? RGW, I need more V12 content because I just sold my S18. Oh, yeah? Why'd you sell it? I mean, I might sell my S18, but not until the S20 is on the calendar. The V12 and the S18 are very different wheels. Very different. The V12 has a lot of power. It has no suspension, obviously. A lot of torque. A lot of tech. I don't really see the V12 and the S18 as comparable wheels. But they're both good in their own way. Get a lot more range out of a V12, a lot more top speed, you know, 12 miles an hour top speed. So, yeah, there's a lot of differences there. Brett says, meat check soy X. Well, actually, to be honest, I think the Impossible Burger doesn't use that much soy because soy definitely does do a number on me. I don't remember. If you ever look at the ingredients of an Impossible Burger, I don't even know the soy is on the list. But and it does taste, I mean, I haven't had a burger in 8 years. I don't know, something like that. To me, it tastes pretty darn good. Luis says, Toyota best car. What you think? Wrong. My Prius 2008 says low coolant. I keep filling up and next day need put more. Okay, well, I would say, do you see leaks? do you see puddles on the ground? That would be where I would start. I don't know. I mean, they do have issues with leaking. Like, I had to replace the, what the hell is it called? I don't know. I have a video on it. But usually when the component that I replace fails, you get check engine light. So if you're not getting a check engine light, you probably just have a gasket that is leaking, I would imagine. Or your water pump could be going bad. Water pumps leak. I have never replaced a water pump. Hate mail. I thought the same thing as you. EUC crash. No crash. What Tesla have you ordered now? I ordered... Oh, you're not familiar with the story, Mr. Car Crazy? I thought you were. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. I bought my Tesla Model Y at the end of February. Tesla Model Y SR. The list price on the Tesla Model Y SR was $39,900. I sold that same car to Vroom last month for $49,000, for almost $10,000 more than I paid. And I am using those proceeds to buy a Tesla Model Y long range, which I'm picking up this coming Sunday. The long range has almost 100 miles more range and dual motors, all-wheel drive. So it's faster, more range, and I'm basically paying for that with the proceeds from selling my Model Y SR. It's a great deal. I feel very fortunate. Man, I'm surprised as many people are coming in. That's cool. RGW, just need more speed and range. Well, if you need more speed and range, a V12 will do that for you, without a doubt. Way more speed. I mean, you can easily cruise in the low 30s and not worry about a thing. And I did, if you didn't see my range test, I did a range test out to Ave Maria. I went 35 miles. I averaged right around 25 miles an hour. And at the end of the ride, I had 30% battery left. So, and I had no speed warnings. I had no tilt back. I had no please decelerates. It was great. So, yeah. The V12 will outperform the S18 in those categories. For sure. Oh, wow, man. All you guys are here. Yeah, AMA, man. Whatever. Hey, man. Sorcery Circus. Oh, what's up, Jerrica? It's still doing any extreme jumping? No, I have not done any extreme jumping lately. I should. I mean, I have my suspension wheels. I'm kind of, since, you know, I did the extreme jumping that was on the demo wheels that I didn't own. Now that I own the wheels, I'm a little hesitant to do extreme jumping. And my aching back and knees also play a factor in that. Sliders, gliders, are you ready for the S20 Eagle? Yes, I'm very excited for the S20 Eagle. Now, they are saying that they're supposed to have a working wheel, you know, a real wheel in September, which is tomorrow, you know, next month, whatever. And supposedly shipping by the end of November, but I don't believe it for a second. I think it's going to be longer than that, but I hope I'm wrong. But I already do have my order in, my pre-order. Brett says, literally the son of a CIA agent created Impossible Burger. Okay. So, what are you saying? Are you saying like things I should be concerned about with consuming the burger? If so, too late, I guess. Oh, so Jericho ordered the S20. Good. Yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait. And I'm sorry for the shaking, guys. I'm trying to stay still, but, you know. Lewis says, I see no leaks. So, So if you're having to add coolant and you see no leaks, do you see a lot of white smoke at the back of your car? Because if you have white smoke out of the back of your car, that means that you could have a leaking head gasket and you're burning coolant. And that would be really bad. So that would be my next question. Mr. Car Crazy. Okay. You remember me selling mine to Vroom. Yes, that's correct. I sold my car to Vroom, and I'm using those proceeds to buy a long-range Model Y. Yep. Which is about $10,000 more. A little bit more than that, actually, but not much more. The Fun Run and Wheel Gang. Okay, this is an interesting question. What do you think will be the first song Dead & Company will play when they hit Wrigley? Well, I said Ask Me Anything, but I have to be honest. I don't know who Dead & Company is. So are you saying that they're playing at Wrigley Field? I didn't know that that they did concerts at Wrigley Field. I did not know that. I assume that's what you're referring to. Luis, yes, probably need to replace the water pump. The way you can tell, Luis, is if you find the water pump under the hood and the pulley that's on the front of the water pump, if it's loose, if you kind of push some side pressure on it and it's loose, that means that it is probably failing and you're probably losing coolant there. All right. Brett, I just did, what? Brett says, I did just order Balance of Nature, second day into it. You're going to have to tell me what that is because I don't know. Luis says, wow, love Tesla Long Range. Yeah, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love sub 5 second 0 to 60 times and 300 plus miles of range. I'm going to love that. Senator Perry, did I sign up for Duff's OnlyFans? No, you did not. But you never know what you're going to get. I'm at a work conference. I had dinner and some beers. I was down at the arcade and came back. And I was actually struggling to figure out how to do the live stream on YouTube with the phone. Never did it before, but here we are. Here we are. Falcon Gaming, haven't been here in a while. Been neglecting the MSP, sadly. Got to start writing. So you're not writing it? What have you been doing for your free time? MSP is a nice wheel. All right, so we got our clarification here. The Fun Run and Wheel Gang, Grateful Dead Bang band with John Mayer and Three of the Dead. Okay. Never heard of them, but I'm sure they're cool. You know what the funny thing is, guys, is I got a message from... I got a message from some of my other coworkers that are here, and they said, "Hey, we're hanging out down here. You know, just hanging out. If you want to come down." And I said to them, "I don't really like making small talk." And instead, I'm sitting here live streaming. It's so funny. I'm more comfortable talking to a camera, to a phone, than I am to most human beings. That's a fact. I never said I was normal, guys. Senator Perry says, my 2007 Toyota Prius had 270,000 miles when I sold it. Love that car. I gave, the Prius was my daily driver. I gave it to Katie, Cindy's daughter. And she recently dumped it. It was having issues with, the hybrid batteries, kind of flaky, and she was getting the red triangle of death periodically. But when she sold it, I think it had 235,000 miles on it. It had the most miles on it of any car that I daily drove. The Prius definitely isn't going to help you pick up chicks, but I did like that car. I think when we bought it, it had 132,000 miles on it, so put almost 100,000 miles on it. Brett says, you would see a leak if it's the pump. Yes, you would. Yeah, normally you would. And if it's enough that you have to keep adding fluid, you would definitely see it. You know, I had dinner, I had my beer, and I had my Impossible Burger, but I didn't have any dessert. Now I'm sitting here jonesing for some sort of dessert. Cindy packed me some cookies for the trip, but I ate them all already. My fly down, oh, it is. Oh, you can't see it anyway, it's good. So I ate all my cookies. So I'm not sure what kind of options I have. Shit. Well, I'll figure something out. It's funny, guys. You know, at home, I have an issue where I stay up way too late most of the time. You know, I'm doing stuff at the store. I'm watching TV. I'm playing WoW. I'm just, things occupy my time, and I wind up not going to bed until, you know, after 11 or 11:30 or so. And when I've been up here at the conference, I find myself when I'm laying in bed, I just, instead of turning on the TV, I grab my WoW book, my World of Warcraft book, Shadows Rising, and I've just been reading that before bed, and I can't get through like more than a couple chapters without falling asleep. It just makes me so drowsy. Oh, you want to see the room? Okay, there you go. It's a very nice room. This is rosin at Shingle Creek or something. There's, you know, I got a nice big king size bed. TV. No, it's a very nice room. See anyone else like when you go away at a hotel? Like I'm here for a total of 3 nights. I'm not having room service done. Like I don't really like having people come in the room if they don't need to. So, and plus I have my wheel in here, so I haven't had any room service. Room service. No, wait, room service is when you get food, right? Cleaning, like there's no there's no cleaning. I haven't had the cleaning lady come in at all. Does that make sense? I don't know. All right, back to the chat. Power Matrix, thumbs up and smiley face, right back at you. Electric Unicycle, hey, what's up, Dale? What are you doing? Oh, that's right, it's in the morning over there in Australia. Which wheel will you sell for the S20? J.E. asks. Right now, I think the logical wheel to sell would be the S18. Because similarities, the S20 is like a better S18, sort of. So I think I would probably sell the S18. James says, Duff, I know what you mean. I don't stop talking unless there's more than one person present. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, usually when I drink it, that social awkwardness is better. And I can talk, you know, to people if I have to, but I don't really enjoy it most of the time. Just being honest. Okay. Shield 400. Wow, is this a taste of members-only perks? Well, this isn't a member-only chat. I can do that. I can do member-only chats, but I only have 6 members so far, so it'd be kind of awkward. But there are you do get the custom emoticons. You get mentioned in most videos when I remember to mention the member. That I apologize that I don't always remember, and also a discount on the store. What is it? I have to remember. I think it's 20% that you can use once every 2 months. Like if there's something on the store you want, you just let me know and I give you a coupon code that you can use once every 2 months. The Fun Run and Wheel Gang says, thanks, Duff. I'm a KS16S rider and love it. Oh, cool. Nice. I never owned a KS16S, but it was a very, very popular wheel, very reliable. Nice wheel. Sliders, gliders, we are all very bored. This is boring? How can this be boring? I mean, how often do you get a picture of me or a video of me in bed at a hotel conference? Senator Perry says, look on in jealousy at my membership perk icon. That's true. You do have a special icon that is a membership perk. Brett says, my room is roomy. Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, very. Hate mail. Glad to see you have pants on. Yes, I do. I have on my camouflage shorts. Is anyone else like me? I have, I don't know, 7 pairs of camouflage shorts. I mean, I try to make them vary some way. Yeah, they're not identical, but camouflage shorts are my go-to clothing item for my lower body most of the time. I mean, except when I have to go to work, obviously, but. Marty Eakin. Too bad Marty Backey's not here, right? I was scared for a minute. I thought you were wearing a neck brace from the thumbnail. Oh, yeah, I guess that thumbnail did look a little weird, didn't it? That's funny. Yeah, no neck brace. I'm all right. So Dale says, I didn't remember that you had a 16S, Dale. 8,500 kilometers before it was stolen? Oh, my goodness. Wow. I mean, I have heard of a lot of reliability stories for the 16S, but that's kind of crazy. Wow. Okay. Senator Perry says, I would never be able to find camouflage shorts. Why? Oh, because they're camouflage? I got what you did there. I get it. Fun Running Wheel Gang. I'm high. All right. Well, I'm a little bit drunk, so not terribly. It's, you know, I'm fine. You going to bed? Are you going to bed, Brett? Yeah, I need to go try to find dessert somewhere. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to find it, though. But if my coworkers see me, you know, because I kind of left them hanging. I didn't really say I'm not coming down. I don't know, maybe I should. I really don't want to. I'm kind of tired. I got a long drive tomorrow. It's funny, I thought the drive to Orlando was 3 hours from my house. Oh, there he is. There's Marty. Marty doesn't know what AMA is. Okay, boomer. AMA means ask me anything. I think I've used that before in a live stream. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, Marty, I'm at a work conference. I'm laying in bed. I'm streaming on my iPhone. And it's getting warm. Brett has something more interesting to do? Come on, man. That's impossible. I'm at a work conference. I had a few beers with dinner. With my Impossible Burger, I just was playing games in the arcade that they have in this hotel, and I'm gonna go find dessert shortly. I hope I can get milk though. I always like to have milk with my dessert, but it might be tough to do here. Marty also said that it looked like I was in the hospital.
I swear that was not intentional. I guess the white pillow could look that way, I guess, from a thumbnail perspective. But no, not intentional, sorry. Marty Eakin says, I have an M10-3, KS-14D, and KS-S18. Which one would you sell if you were given the choice? The 14D. Yeah, without a doubt. M10-3, the chat is a little challenging to navigate. Yeah, M10-3 I would keep. 14D I would sell. S18, definitely keep, suspension. Someone told me I shouldn't put a bumper on my Sherman headlight because it'll overheat. Some people. Well, it's fine. It's funny. I was actually thinking. I remember when I designed it. I thought to myself, I wonder how long it's going to take for someone to say that. No one has actually said that to me, but I guess they said it to you. So, I think you're safe. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Don't feel bad, guys, if you don't know what AMA is. I've seen a lot of AMA's live streams, so maybe I just had an advantage here. Mr. Car Crazy says, I don't allow myself to watch your non-Tesla videos. Makes me want to spend the money. Well, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, electric unicycles are a very expensive hobby. I mean, if you get into it to the degree that I am, and especially Marty, Marty has, I don't know what his current count is. I believe it's around 10 electric unicycycles. So, you can do the math. It is not a cheap hobby whatsoever, but it is a lot of fun. And you really do get a sense of accomplishment from learning to ride an electric unicycle, and it gives you a sense of freedom and, AMA also means American Medical Association. Okay, touche. Touche. I'm killing you. I don't want to kill you, Marty. I mean, I know you're old, but I don't want to kill you. Come on. So let's see. What should I do for dessert? I mean, there's a lot of hotels here. I don't want to drive. Well, I'm not driving. I could ride my wheel somewhere and get dessert, but I don't really want to do that either because I'm kind of tired. I don't know. I'll walk around. I'll find something. Mr. Car Crazy, you have a boat? Oh God, no thanks. It's funny, like when I was younger, I had this impulse that I wanted to buy a Sea-Doo. I don't know if you guys see you, Dale. I don't know if you guys are remember. Well, I think they still make Sea-Doos. Sea-Doos is like a wave runner. It's like a jet ski. It's like a seated jet ski. When I was I think I was less than 20. I was on the verge of buying a Sea-Doo, which was crazy, financially stupid, in retrospect. Where I lived in Pennsylvania, they did have a lake, but of course, you could only do that in the nicer weather. Pennsylvania does have winter, obviously. And I almost bought a Sea-Doo. Since then, and especially since moving to Florida, I have heard repeatedly that the two best times in a boat owner's life is when they buy the boat and when they sell the boat, which I can understand. Despite living in Florida, I never had a desire to buy a boat, and I'm glad. It's not, just not for me. Marty says, I still look like I'm paralyzed in bed. I'm not paralyzed. I look like I'm moving my arms. I'm good. Marty is the legend of EUC in America. Well, it depends who you ask. A lot of people love Marty, but some people might have different opinions about that. Well, just like they have different opinions about me. I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't have very high opinions of me, but I don't really care, to be quite honest. So Marty says they make hydrofoils now the size of small surfboards that are electric and rides. Yes, Marty, I'm aware of that, and I have seen that. And it does look very cool. this hydrofoils. Yeah, it's weird. It's like there's a fin that's under the ground, and then you just have the support, this thin support sticking out of the water, and then a surfboard on top. It almost reminds you of what an electric unicycle looks like to people that aren't familiar with them. It just looks bizarre, right? But yeah, they are super cool. I don't know what they cost. Your wife bought the boat, really? That's almost always a man thing. Wow. Well, that's good. You can at least you can blame her. Bill H says, yes, they say a boat is a hole in the water. Yeah, it really is. Although I have to say, my neighbor across the street, he has owned a boat as long as I've lived there, and I've lived there for 20 years. Yeah, 20 years. He's had a boat the entire time, and he goes out almost every weekend. He's a fisherman. So he's one of the rare exceptions of someone that actually gets a boat and gets the use out of it. But yeah, that is not a common story. My brother-in-law actually bought a boat, just the same scenario that you always hear, you know, gung-ho, oh, boating's going to be great for the family, so much fun. Boated probably less than half a dozen times, and the thing just sat for like 10 years, I think. And then he sold it at a huge loss. Yeah, he's not buying another boat anytime soon. Marty, do you have a boat? I don't think you do. Mickey is, let's see, Marty says, Mickey is Southern California. Guess who isn't joining the crowd to see him? Mickey's in Southern California? Is he? Oh, I did not know that. No, I did not know that. You're not joining the crowd to see him, really? You're not going to be one of his adoring fans? Okay. Yeah, I didn't know he was there. I thought I knew that he was going to Portland. I remember him saying something about going to Portland. I did not know he was in Southern California. Oh, good for him. Marty Eakin says, 15K for a hydrofoil? Are you serious? Nah, no thanks. No thank you. That's ridiculous. In my opinion, of course. Look at this self-promotion. What am I... Who's self-promoting? We don't want self-promoters. Oh, wait. Oh. Okay, what's that quote from, Marty? So, I laugh a lot when I drink, if you haven't noticed. Influential EV rider and content creator Mickey will be in Long Beach. Okay, great. I hope you had a good crowd. You know, I could rant and rave about certain things, but, you know, what's the point? When you get to be my age, it's all about quality of life, right? That's at least that's what I like to think. Senator Perry says, you're on the wrong... this freaking chat, it's annoying. You're on the wrong coast of Florida for a boat. I would love to make the jump to the Bahamas and the Keys. Well, no, you can get to the Keys easier from the West Coast, actually. You can get to Key West easier from the West Coast than the East Coast. There's tons of boats here, man. Tons. Boating is a big deal in... the Naples area. Very big deal. Just not for me. Oh, wow. A virtual poster is being circulated. Are they selling admission, maybe? Maybe you got to pay to get in. You know, like Comic-Con or something. Like, you pay a certain amount for autographs and maybe more for, like, a selfie with them. I don't know. Wow, that's good. It's a good way to monetize things, I guess, right? I never thought of doing that. Mr. Car Crazy, what's your real job? My official title is Senior Network Administrator. I work for the tax collector down here. I've been doing it for a long time, for 21 years. I have 9 more years to go until I could do a full retirement, and I'm looking forward to it. Definitely. I'm tired of working, to be quite honest with you. I'm kind of leaning for the finish line. I just want to get to the finish line. Now, 9 years is a long time to lean, unfortunately. I just want to live Marty's life. That's all I want. I want to live Marty's life. Okay, I'm saying it here. Tell us about Chooch again. And Marty Eakin says, Mickey Khan. Yeah, maybe, who knows. Tell, what do you want to know about Chooch? I mean, I just read about it prior to the live stream that I did on, when did I do that? When did I do it? Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. I did it Saturday. I don't know all the details. I mean, people, I keep hearing details that I guess this, I mean, evidently Chooch said some insensitive things on Reddit and then subsequently deleted his account to try to do damage control, and it was obviously far too late in the today's world. It was screen captured and spread everywhere. And then I've heard some people say that there's been other things that he's posted somewhere, which I've never heard about or seen or anything. So I don't know. I mean, my theory on the whole deal was, you know, Chooch is a young kid. Young kids do and say stupid things sometimes. And I know I certainly did when I was a young kid. So, and it's not to excuse what he said, because it sounds like it was kind of insensitive and not very mature. But hopefully he learns from it. Maybe he'll apologize. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But it's not for me to decide. Slider Glider says, good for Mickey. He is a cool cat. Mickey, or Marty says, you've had too many beers. I think I had four Miller Lights. Now that's not a lot of beer. But I don't drink very often. I mean, I drink, you know, once or twice a month, maybe. So I don't know. I guess I have more of a reaction than some might. Joe says, Chooch is going to take a break and then come back as half Chooch or Chew, maybe Ooch. There you go. Yeah, I'm curious what he's going to do. If he's going to, like, try to address it in a formal matter or just hope it goes away. I don't know. I'm curious. So Marty. Okay, so you didn't. Okay. So Marty, you seriously didn't know anything about it? Because there was stuff posted on the Electric Unicycle Facebook group, unless that was removed as well. It was a comment. Supposedly it was a comment that he made on Reddit. And it was in regard, someone asked something about the Afghanistan situation and the refugees and something around there. And he, and Chooch just kind of made a smart ass remark about it that was, you know, in today's world would be called insensitive and potentially racist, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. I mean, I didn't screen capture or anything. Like, people were asking me in the live stream to show it and stuff. I'm not looking to propagate the drama or anything. It's not really, I don't think that really helps anybody, but it was something in poor taste. Let's just put it that way. Alex Fonov, are you Hunter Biden? Oh, wait, are there any? Nope, there's no Russian prostitutes here, so nope, definitely not Hunter Biden. I'm good. nothing so scandalous. I try to avoid scandal if at all possible. It's kind of the way to live your life, right? Got to go hit the sack. You all have fun. Sleepy time for me. Okay, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to go, like I said, I'm going to go find my dessert soon. Marty Eakin says, good, Reddit is a trap. Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, I have a Reddit account, but I don't actively use it or peruse it. I mean, it always seemed to me like Reddit was a black hole. It's primarily like just like circular arguments, trolls, people trying to be as negative and shitty as possible to each other. So, yeah, that wasn't my scene. So I've never really engaged with Reddit in a serious manner. Marty doesn't drink much, but when I do, I go for a good IPA. Yeah, I've drinking IPA, so they're fine. They have a higher alcohol content, so that's a big plus. I don't think I've ever seen Marty inebriated, though. Sliders, Gliders, we drink moonshine in West Virginia. I've had, we had someone that gave us some moonshine a few years ago. Apple pie moonshine. It tasted like apple pie, which is dangerous. It tasted so good that, you know, you drink it fast and has a high alcohol content, so it can kind of wreck you quickly. Optimus is here. Hey, what's up, buddy? you're getting in on the tail end here. Marty says Reddit reminds me of the NYC Telegram chat. Not good. Yes. Yeah. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Yeah, I haven't been in Telegram in months. I didn't want to get in there and see all the notifications about the NYC guys talking shit about me, so have not been on Telegram in a long time. Oh my God, I've been on here for 40 minutes, really? Marty Eakin says, will we see an S20 swamp ride? Yeah, probably. I just heard one of the guys that I'm here at the conference with, he lives near me and he rides mountain bike and he rides into that swamp area sometimes, and he said actually the swamp is closed. The boardwalk that is leading to the swamp is under construction. They actually had replaced all of the floorboards on it because they were rotted out like crazy. They replaced them with composite lumber. But then, lo and behold, all the support structure of the boardwalk was falling apart as well. So now they've closed the entire thing because they're rebuilding the entire boardwalk. So I'm not going to have access to the swamp for a little while. So that I think he said 2 months. So that means no V12 ride in the near future in the swamp. And it's a good thing because he also said last time he was there it was flooded as well. So riding the swamp when it is flooded sucks. If you saw the swamp video I did with Dan, you can get an idea of what that is like. It sucks. Marty says they rag on you good. Oh, that's okay. I'll be the bigger man. Let's see. Brett says, I feel like strapping you up with inline skates and riding you down the street. Okay, that's thanks. I don't really know how to respond to that. Sorry. So okay, guys, I'm gonna go get some. What time is it? I don't know what time it is, but I gotta go get some food, go get some dessert, and thanks for hanging in with this train wreck, and feel free to leave your comments below, and. You bought a Garmin Mini satellite for my travels? What? I don't even know what that is, Marty. Is that so you don't get lost? Does it have a satellite phone so you can like call 911 if you get stuck? Okay. All right, guys. Well, anyways, I appreciate you hanging in here with me, and give it a big thumbs up, and I won't give you the rest of the spiel. But maybe you'll see a new V12 video out of me sometime this week, maybe. I don't know. Who knows, man? My life is a little bit in upheaval, and maybe sometime in the future I'll expand on that, but not right now. So talk to you guys later. Till next time, Duffman out.